people stared in disbelief.
Exploded in midair.
Cyberbullying.
Eaten alive by giant rats.
Every website, every newscast, every newspaper headline. Bad news is everywhere. Except on the river with Dog and Joe. It's time for Happy News over Sad Music.
Oh, the Friday favorite. Do not let this music fool you. Listen to it. Just so ominous and sad and depressing. But the news, it's going to be happy. God, listen to that.
You literally can't find anything worse than that.
You just can't.
That is the saddest.
But remember, the news is happy.
Yes.
So we start off in Paraguay with Paraguayan soccer. I know. First time I read that, I was like, ugh. There's nothing happy that could come of this. But there is. You see, because a stray dog has become an assistant coach.
Oh, really?
The dog is constantly by Coach Carlos's side. Whether the 61-year-old coach is leading a training session or giving an interview, there's the dog, right by his side. The coach says, the very first day that I saw him when I came to work, I gave him a piece of pie. From that day on, every time I came to work, he greeted me. He no longer ran away from me. Now, not only does he greet me and the other teammates, he threatens our opponents with a very menacing grunt.
Oh.
So the other team, they show up and he's like, rrr, rrr. The dog lives in the clubhouse. He never gets away from me, and when I close the doors to go home, he stays there. He gets a bit annoyed. I know he wants to go with me, but by the next day, he's so friendly. He's happy to see me, and everyone loves it.
Wow, what in the world?
And it shows this dog. This dog's in team huddles. This dog, he's doing the TV reports. This dog is everywhere. He says here, he takes me on the field, in the offices, in the corridors. He does not want anyone to leave him. He is my partner in this adventure with this club.
That is a really cool story. And when they leave at the end of the night, they leave him in the facility.
Yeah.
He's like he's a mascot.
He's like a living, breathing mascot.
That's awesome.
And he says the thing that makes me laugh is that he tries to imitate the movement of the players while they practice and train.
Oh, does he really?
So it's like he wants to be a Paraguayan soccer player. He loves soccer. And everybody loves this dog, and they think it's even helped sell tickets now because everybody around town knows this dog is like the clubhouse living, breathing mascot.
Guaranteed it helps them sell tickets. For sure people want to see that. That's a good one.
It's kind of a cool story.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Now we go to Hawaii. And it says here, even for people who spend lots of time in Hawaii on their crystalline waters, there's an endangered animal there. It's the world's largest fish. It's a young whale shark.
Ah, whale sharks.
You know about them?
I know about whale sharks.
One of the biggest fish in the water?
Yeah, absolutely. They feed just like not like a normal shark, but like whales off plankton and everything else.
What is plankton?
They open their mouth and just swim with an open mouth through the water.
Yep. Eating everything.
Yep.
Well, people in Hawaii, they've always been fascinated by these gigantic whale sharks. They love them there. And one time, when these deep water divers were out, these are Hawaiians that live there, they noticed the creature had thick, heavy rope wrapped around his neck. They say the whale looked really, really sore. There were these three scars from where the rope had rubbed in and rubbed these ridges into the neck of this whale. The rope had probably cut 3 inches into the pectoral fin.
Oh, geez.
After filming the shark for a while, the family decided they couldn't take it anymore. So they tried to cut the rope off with a diving knife. Using only his experience as a free diver and a small serrated dive blade, the man dove down again and again. Without oxygen tanks or masks, holding nothing but a knife, to depths of 50 to 60 feet for spans up to 2 minutes a time.
Jeez.
And finally, with multiple attempts, they cut the rope off of this gigantic whale shark, and the giant whale shark now is doing fine.
It, like, let him. It, like, stayed in the area or whatever and let that guy keep going down and cutting that rope?
Yeah, I mean, whale shark.
Wow.
It's a mammal, right?
Yeah.
They say that mammals have some sort of connectivity.
No. A whale shark is not a mammal.
Is it a shark?
A whale shark is a shark. Yes. A whale shark is a shark. It does not breathe air from
the hole.
Yes.
Okay.
It does have gills.
Okay.
So it is still a fish.
Okay. So even more odd. It says here the family's 15-year-old daughter swam the 150 pounds worth of rope to shore.
What?
After the dad cut it off. And they've saved this whale shark's life. Think about 150 pounds of wet rope she swam it to shore.
That's me. That's carrying me back to shore. I weigh 155 right now.
I thought you were saying you were the 15-year-old daughter.
Oh, no. I'm a 15-year-old girl.
I was going to say, you couldn't carry 150 pounds of wet rope back to shore.
That's my body size right there.
That is crazy. So after multiple dives down, this dad, he cuts the rope loose, and then they carry this rope out of the water so he doesn't become entangled again, and this whale shark is expected to live.
God, you can make a video on that.
Think about that, 50 to 60 feet. Going down for 2 minutes at a time. How do you hold your breath that freaking long?
What is that, a 5-story building? That's as tall as we're in right now, huh?
Yeah.
From here to the ground?
That's a lot of water to go through. 2 minutes at a time down there cutting.
I couldn't even swim that with an air tank on. I couldn't imagine holding my breath.
This one here is really, really a good story. Very, very happy news over sad music. We have this young man. His name is Luther Younger.
Okay.
And what he does is he goes to visit his wife of 55 years. They've been married. He likes to see his wife. He loves his wife. He says, she made a man out of me. She made me more than I ever could be. In 2009, though, sadly, Luther Younger's wife was diagnosed with a brain tumor.
No.
She's been in and out of hospitals ever since. But Luther is determined to visit her every day. So Luther Younger walks 6 miles to the hospital and home every day. Hopefully you've picked up on his name being Luther Younger, because Luther Younger is 99 years of age.
Wow.
Every day.
Wow.
Yeah. He gets up. He walks down to the hospital. He likes to walk because it clears his mind. It gets rid of all the horrible thoughts. When he goes to see her, he gets to clear it out again when he comes home. And he said it helps him sleep, so he doesn't have to think about her being in that place and that horrible pain until he can get back to be by her side the next day. He hasn't had a card for quite some time. So every day, sun, rain, sleet, snow, freezing hot, 99 years of age, Luther Younger walks to see his cancer-stricken wife.
I wonder how long it would take a 99-year-old man to walk 6 miles. That'd be 12 miles by the time he gets done for the day, right?
Yeah.
Six there, six back.
That's a lot of walking. And when you look at the guy, you see this picture I'm looking at. He does not look 99. I mean, I'll give him 98.
He's got to be in hell of a good shape.
I'll give him
98.
I'll give him 98, but he doesn't look that. No, the guy looks young. And I think this walking, man, it's really keeping him spry, too. So pretty cool story, but doesn't have a car. 6 miles. Think about that. It takes me to do 3 miles walking at a good clip. 3 miles walking pretty damn fast is about 35 minutes.
Is it really?
Yeah. So if he's going to walk 6 miles.
He can't. There ain't no way he's walking as fast as you do.
It's probably taking him 2 hours away.
Wow.
And I don't know how fast he walks, but he is 99.
So he's 4 hours a day walking to and from the hospital to see his wife.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty impressive.
That's a
there
great
you go.
One, dude. Never good stories, brother.
This Friday's edition.
And remember, it's happy music, and we hope it happens to you.
You got
to
do that again, really?
Why?
Because it's called happy news. He said it's happy music. This music isn't happy.
Well, the music, no, it's not.
No.
Okay. Yeah. And remember, it's happy news. Uh-huh. Yes, and we hope it happens to you.